A hard drive is a miracle of modern technology. For $50, anyone can buy a machine that can comfortably store the contents of, say, the Bodleian Library in Oxford, as a series of tiny magnetic ripples on a spinning disk of cobalt alloy. But, as is often the case, natural selection knocks humanity's best efforts into a cocked hat. DNA, the information storage technology preferred by biology, can cram up to 215 petabytes of data into a single gram. That is 10 million times what the best modern hard drives can manage. And DNA storage is robust. While hard drive warranties rarely exceed 5 years, DNA is routinely recovered from bones that are thousands of years old. The record stands at 700,000 years for a genome belonging to an ancestor of the modern horse. For those reasons, technologists have long wondered whether DNA could be harnessed to store data commercially. Archival storage is one idea, for it minimises DNA's disadvantages, which are that, compared with hard drives, reading and writing it is fiddly and slow. Now, though, a team led by Yaniv Erlich of Erlich Lab, an Israeli company, and Robert Grass, a chemist at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, have had another idea. As they describe in a paper in Nature Biotechnology, they want to use DNA data storage to give all manner of ordinary objects a memory of their own. The researchers describe a test run in which they encoded the Stanford Bunny, a standard test image in computer graphics, into chunks of DNA. Those chunks were then given a protective sheath of silicon nanoparticles. That served to protect them for the next stage, in which they were mixed with plastic and used as feedstock in a 3D printer, which printed a model of the bunny.